Daily Pep Talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620.
Welcome to the Monday edition of News Radio 92.3 Pep Talk. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with us this morning is John Scanlon from Pensacola Energy. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on.
Perfect. Can I get you to pull the microphone down just a little bit closer there? Perfect. All right. That was my fault. I should have had you prepped. Okay. So what's new at Pensacola Energy?
It's same old stuff. We're getting ready. We're in the middle of hurricane season, so we're just sharing some information. We want everybody to be safe and have reliable power sources in case we do get hit by a storm, so everybody can continue on with their life, recover, if one comes.
Absolutely. We just had that hurricane come through Louisiana, and Pensacola was kind of impacted by it.
Watch that closely,
Yeah, yeah. And of course, you notice 24 hours before, people are in the stores trying to pack up. But really, they should have a kit ready for them, right?
Oh, absolutely. The standard procedures that you need to do, I always tell people, first and foremost, know your zone. You can go to myescambia.com, know what zone you live in Escambia, Santa Rosa County, surrounding areas. That way you can plan to evacuate. If a storm's coming, we saw a Sally, it's kind of a surprise, it was supposed to go west of us, end up coming right towards Pensacola. Mm-hmm. So you need to be prepared. So know your zone, and then, I know my family does it. We start getting supplies in the beginning of the year. Around springtime, we start getting those non-perishables. We buy batteries, make sure our flashlights work. And then we always have a to-go kit, so that way if that storm does kind of turn at the last minute, we can grab our stuff, and if we have to evacuate, we know where we're going. We have that planned out. Maybe go stay with a relative somewhere where the storm's not going to hit. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that we're safe. And, of course, as the storm's coming, we have preparations. Are we going to board up our windows? Are we going to take all the debris in our yard, put our grill up? We don't want that flying into somebody's yard. Mm-hmm. So all those preparations. We have that checklist that – unfortunately, for 6 months of the year, we're ready to take those actions as a homeowner.
Absolutely. And so you might want to have a grill, the grill supplies ready, because if you're without power and you don't have a generator, you can have some grilling. You got to use up the stuff in the freezer first.
Yep. Yeah, and so you want to have that, and that's why we always, natural gas is great. It's dependable. I love that news radio is informative, local, and dependable. Mm-hmm. And I feel that's what Pensacola Energy is as well. We do want to get this information out. We're local. We're a local company. We've been here since 1870. Mm. So we've been in the community for a very long time, and we're dependable. That natural gas, all of our lines are underground. We don't have widespread outages. A tree might pull up a service, and then our crews respond very quickly, and they can fix those limited areas. Mm-hmm. But the people in their homes, if they have a natural gas generator, with a transfer switch, after about 30 seconds, their power comes back on, their AC keeps running, the refrigerator's still going, they're not losing that food. And then after the storm, during all that cleanup, you can go get a hot shower. I mean, there's a lot of great stuff that comes with being relying on natural gas.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, we have a whole house generator that we inherited too, and we're very thankful for it. We've been here 3 years now, but we've only had it kick in once. My daughter was home alone at the time, and she was flipping out, but then all of a sudden, power came back on because we had that generator in place. So having that whole house generator is important. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so a home house generator, it can fit your needs. Definitely, talk with your installer for your natural gas generator. They're going to see what exactly you're wanting. A lot of people, they've been here. I've been here for almost my entire life. I'm a seventh generation Pensacolian. So they know what a hurricane can do. After Ivan, a lot of people are out for a month without power. But if you have a natural gas generator, some people, they want to not know everybody else is without power. Mm-hmm. They want that AC running. They want all their lights. They want everything to be the way it was. A lot of people, they just want the necessities. They want maybe a window unit for AC in their bedroom, keep the refrigerator running. So they're going to depend on the load. So talk with the plumber, or your generator installer. They'll figure out exactly what you need, what size. And then a great benefit with natural gas is if you have a natural gas range, natural gas water heater, natural gas dryer, natural gas grill, that stuff that would be electric, of course, not the grill, mm-hmm. but the other things that would be electric, that it goes onto your load on what you need for electricity. Well, if it's already on natural gas and you get a natural gas generator, that's not required anymore. So you can have a smaller generator than what might be needed if it was total electric.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So talk to me a little bit about some safety tips associated with that.
Okay. So we always advise you don't have to do anything with your natural gas before a storm. You want to keep it on because if you're relying on that natural gas generator, when the power goes out, you want it to kick on. So there's not a whole lot you have to do. One thing you can, and this is way before a storm, is that you do have those service lines that go to your house. You have mains along the road. We do advise not planting trees or shrubberies along that line. You plant a small tree today. In 15 years, it's a large tree. And if it topples over, it might do damage to that line. So you want to leave those areas kind of open. That way they're protected underground. But that's really the only thing beforehand as far as natural gas before the storm. After a storm, we always advise a lot of cleanup depending on how bad the area is. If you smell natural gas, call us at 850-474-5300. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have crews on standby every night. During a storm, we have storm crews that actually stay at our facility and able to respond as soon as it's safe to get on the roads. They're out there. They'll come by. They'll check to see if everything's okay. If you smell natural gas, just give us a call. If you think there's a leak, a lot of the signs, if you hear hissing or maybe there's water pooling up in the yard and a lot of bubbles in there, if you think it might be a leak, give us a call. We'll come investigate it. We'll make sure if it is a leak, we're going to secure it, make sure everybody's safe. And if it's not a leak, no harm, no foul. We make sure our customers are safe.
Absolutely. So John Scanlon from Pensacola Energy is our guest. This is News Radio 92.3, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions, and we do have one for you, what are the chances that we will lose gas during a hurricane, natural gas during a hurricane?
I'd say very slim. So we don't shut our lines off. We keep it provided. But again, if you do find that a tree uproots your service line, that would stop that service there. There's small pockets. It's not widespread outages. After the floods, maybe 10 years ago, a whole street got washed out. Service was lost there. I think it was about 6 hours later, we had everybody back on. So it was an entire road was gone. It was 4 foot deep. Everything was washed away.
Wow.
And within 6 hours, we had everybody back on.
That's fantastic. So what other tips do you have to share about preparing for hurricane season?
Those are probably the biggest ones. The other one is if you're after the storm, a really big one, just for safety-wise, just for everybody doing repairs in their home, call 811. It's the know before you dig. Mm. Call 811. It's a free service. They send out messages to all the utility crews. Utilities come out, and they locate their lines. So you have a tree down, and you don't know what's there. Power comes out, they mark their line, water marks theirs, cable, and of course natural gas, because we don't want any further damage, we don't want any injuries when everybody's out there trying to repair what was done.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. Get tips on the Blue Angels, beach time, and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Thursday at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Cap Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions for our guest, John Scanlon from Pensacola Energy is in the studio with me today, and we were talking a little bit about hurricanes and preparing for them. Tell me a little bit more about meters and what people need to do with those.
That's the great thing is they don't have to do anything with the meter. So if a storm's coming, just leave it on. You want that gas to be available at your house. So we do have a lot of calls that come in, hey, do we need to do anything? You don't have to do anything at all. Just leave that meter on, and that gas service will be there to help you out after the storm.
Wonderful. And when people are calling, I know that one of the differences with your businesses is that they're calling somebody local, right?
Oh, absolutely. So, again, Pensacola Energy was founded in 1870. We've been around for 154 years. We are the oldest gas department in the state of Florida and one of the oldest in the nation. And what we love to tell people is when you call us, you're calling 850. You're not calling 1-800. When you get somebody on the phone, you have somebody in town that's listening to you. And more than likely, they went to school with somebody you know. They're from here. We're just a big family organization. And just all the history that's been in Pensacola, we've been serving the community during that time.
That is awesome. So tell me a little bit about getting natural gas service installed at your house. How easy is it?
We try to make it as easy as possible. We have a couple of different ways you can find out if natural gas is available. It's all over Escambia County. We don't serve Pensacola Beach or the town of Century, but pretty much everywhere else. And so if you're curious, you can give us a call to our marketing department at 850-436-5050. Or you can go to PensacolaEnergy.com, and there's a tab there that says, is natural gas available near me? If you click that link, fill out your information, hit submit. That's sent to our marketing team, and a marketing rep will reach out. They'll let you know what's available. They'll set up an appointment, and if it's not right available near you, we can find out what it will take to get it to that customer.
Sounds good. We do have another question for you. It's kind of a lengthy one, so I'm just trying to read ahead here a little bit. So if a service line is ruptured, maybe storm damage, et cetera, in a customer's yard, is there a fail-safe in your system that senses a sudden rise in gas pressure and will automatically turn off the gas in that neighborhood or at the property? Wants to know what if there's an answer to that.
Yeah, that is a great question. Absolutely fantastic. Yeah, so on our services, we put in EFVs, which are excess flow valves. And what happens is if there is a cut on that line where it exceeds that differential pressure, that line shuts off. So you don't have just blowing gas there. There is a fail safe for that.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's a great question.
Awesome. Another question. Can I get a new natural gas service to my pool and not use it to the house?
Yeah. So you would have it's 1 meter per address. So we can run it to a location that fits regulations to the pool and not use it at the house. We can fit those needs there. Okay. And if they're getting a pool with a pool heater, mm-hmm. we have a rebate for that. In fact, we had tons of rebates. But for a pool heater, if they get it installed, they submit a rebate form. We'll send them a check for $200.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's actually a good segue because I was going to talk about rebates next. So I know that there's a rebate program out there for a few different things like water heater, appliances, things like that. Can you talk to me about that?
Yeah. So we have a very extensive rebate program. A couple years ago, we instituted a $200 bonus rebate for water heating. And we haven't had one complaint yet. Because that's a $200 bonus. So if a homeowner has a electric tank water heater and they want to go to those new tankless water heaters with the endless hot water. They can take showers for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Natural gas tankless water heater. We'll give them $1,000 plus that $200 bonus. So once they get it installed, they fill out that rebate form, they'll get $1,200. If they're going from a tankless water heater and then up to that natural gas tank water heater to a tankless, we're going to give them $850 plus that $200 bonus.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Amazing. So how do you qualify for the rebates?
So with that, what's required, especially on the water heaters where permitting was required,
mm-hmm.
You're going to need to fill out the rebate form, and we'll need a copy of the a receipt or invoice of installation, and it has to pass their permit. Once it does, it goes through our process, and about 4 to 6 weeks later, they get a check in the mail.
Mm-hmm. So Pensacola Energy is on the back end checking to make sure that the proper permits were pulled.
Correct.
Okay.
On the ones that do need permits. Now, if you have a natural gas range and you can just switch it out without a permit being for that instance, you know, we're going to go and give a $200 rebate on that.
Okay. John Scanlon from Pensacola Energy, our guest, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for him today. So appliances, what rebates apply there?
Yeah, so if you convert or replace a fireplace or fire pit,
mm-hmm.
put in a natural gas dryer or replace your current natural gas dryer, a range, a whole house generator, natural gas lights, a pool heater, or natural gas grill, those are all $200 a piece.
Oh, wow.
For the rebate. And then for the your heating system, if you go from a electric central heating to a natural gas, it's $800. And then if you have a natural gas central heating and you need to switch it out for another natural gas central heater, we'll send $400.
Oh, wow. Yep. So what is the expiration date? I mean, how long do people have to apply for these rebates?
They have up to a year after the permit or installation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we've had a lot of people that didn't know about it until 9 or 10 months later, and then they get a check.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah.
So talk to me a little bit about this. I was looking through the website, and I saw that there's an Energy Kids program. Oh, I stumped you there. So I noticed something on the website where teachers can go to a certain section of the website.
Sorry,
and
yes. We actually go in and speak at a different school. Sorry about that. Yeah, I just did that maybe like 4 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah, so I went to AK Studer. And so we do have an energy kids program where one of our team will go and they'll speak about, energy conservation, the benefits of different energy, and just try to give a very basic knowledge on, you know, why we do certain things that we do in Florida. Florida's different than a lot of the rest of the nation. The rest of the nation, they worry about heating and during the wintertime, whereas here, you know, our big thing is AC and how can we insulate our homes, and then how can we use natural gas to help offset other energy. So,
mm-hmm. Absolutely. So if teachers around the district are wanting to connect with you, how do they go about doing that?
They can give us a call at 850-436-5050, or they can even send us an email or go to our website and sign up there.
Okay, perfect. So we have John Scanlon from Pensacola Energy as our guest today. If you have any questions for him, 850-437-1620. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
Your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Monday edition of Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions today. John Scanlon from Pensacola Energy is our guest once again, and we do have a couple more questions. So during a hurricane, is there any part of your service area that does get shut off?
No, absolutely not. All of our service areas stay on. Inner Point, it stays on. We do not shut services off. We do not shut mains off. Our big thing at Pensacola Energy is when the power is off, we keep on.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes our mains and services. We keep on.
Okay. Perfect. And then the next question, I'll just kind of summarize it. But what is the savings difference between going to natural gas versus electric?
So on an equivalent for the kilowatt to a BTU, it's about a little over 35% savings over electric.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
it's a pretty decent savings.
Yeah. So we only have a couple minutes left with you. I know that we want to talk a little bit about some of the events that Pensacola Energy is part of as well. I know that you were just at an expo. Is that right?
Yeah, so we just had the Home Expo with HBA. That was Saturday and Sunday. We had a great turnout. We met with a lot of customers, talked to a lot of businesses about our rebates. A lot of customers are calling about generators for all these different companies. And so we passed those information out so those companies can tell, hey, when you get this generator, make sure you apply for that $200 rebate.
Mm-hmm.
And then our big one coming up. This is what I'm excited for every year. So we're at the Pensacola Seafood Festival.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Pensacola Energy, we're the host of the Fiesta Seafood Grill, where we partner with local restaurants. And we have some of the greatest chefs, and they have a feature. They have an hour feature. They get in front of a live audience. They make two dishes each. And then we sell raffle tickets for $3 a piece. It raises money for the Escambia Utility Assistance Program, helps the elderly and disabled pay the utility bills. And you can win a chance to try those dishes that the chefs make. We give gift cards to the restaurants, a lot of different prizes that we give out. We have a hot sauce we made with Sealy Sauce Co. this year.
Mm.
It's the Blue Flame Habanero hot sauce. And we have hot water, hot rebates, hot sauce. And we'll be giving out a couple bottles of those this year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's September 27th, 28th, and 29th. So in a little under 2 weeks.
And when does the event itself take place within that larger event?
So at 5 o'clock on that Friday, we have the district. That's Chef Josh Warner. And he knocks it out of the park. He's incredible. And then on Saturday at 12, we have Stoic Culinary. 1:15, we have Sealy Sauce Co. They're going to be with Grayson Bay Oyster Company. Then we have, after that, we have Elevated Entree. And then at 4:30, we have Four Winds Fine Foods Market. So they'll all be performing on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday at 12 o'clock, we have Cafe Singlefin. At 1:30, we have Joe's Caribe. And then at 3 o'clock, we have Whiskey Joe's. And we'll be doing giveaways during the whole time, raising money for a great cause. And, of course, the Seafood Festival is just a wonderful event. It brings so many people downtown Pensacola. And we really get to show off, why we find, why we call Pensacola home and why we're so proud to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. That's an impressive list of people you pulled together.
Oh, yeah. All the chefs are incredible. You don't want to miss a single one of them.
That's awesome. John Scanlon from Pensacola Energy, thank you for being our guest.
Oh, thank you.